And I'm recording on my secondary device, and here's a clap for you, Stephen.
I clapped with you just for
on
fun.
On both sides. How fun.
Did it sound like it was in sync with you?
No, not at all.
Oh, on mine it was perfect, but that makes
really?
Sense.
Really? That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know.
No, technology. It wasn't good at all on my side. It was terrible. It was a nightmare. Okay.
Oh, geez, a nightmare even?
It was a nightmare.
Tis the season for a nightmare.
Tis the season. Speaking of seasons.
Well, do you want to intro at all? Or do you want to?
Sure.
What season are we on now? Fall?
It's fall again.
Welcome, land of the living, to the season of the fall. The fall of what, you might ask? Is it leaves? That's what they mostly say. Is it is it the fall of your kingdoms?
Fall of the patriarchy?
Fall of the patriarchy? No, I'm not ready for that. Maybe like one or two more seasons.
Okay. Next
fall
season
of
on death
some
is
old man.
The fall of the patriarchy.
Yeah, that'll be, see, that would be a unique episode.
If only we could do it.
The death of the patriarchy.
Someday.
Fuck. Well, I won't be allowed on the podcast at that point.
Why not?
Well,
just because it's not, the world isn't run by men anymore doesn't mean.
I'm pretty sure it means we won't, men won't be allowed to speak for a while. It'll take a while.
Funny.
We'll be able to come back. We'll be able to talk later, but like
for a
while. Is that
what the menfolk think?
The menfolk, yeah.
That they won't
we're all
be able
like
to
gathered in a in a huddle going,
patriarchy.
But if we don't have power, we won't have any voice. Yeah. Yeah. That's what they all say, all of them in the huddle around the fire.
That's what they all say. Yeah. All right. Well, welcome to Death is Everything.
Thanks.
I'm Marianne.
I'm Chris.
And we're back.
Yay.
Yay from our short hiatus.
It's been a while for us, like as far as recording goes. It's been a hot minute. I don't know how long in like releasing.
I think recorded the finale in June or July. No, it was July, right?
It's, you know, you're breaking that like mysterious wall by admitting that, but yeah, it's been a while. It's been
I'm open
minute.
Like that. I'm like, here, land of the living, here's a dose of my reality.
One uno mas,
but okay. You want me to start all the way over?
Whatever you'd like.
Welcome to Death is Everything.
Thanks for having me.
I'm Marianne, and that voice from the beyond is
Christopher. Si.
My dear friend and co-pilot of this of the nightmare train.
That's right. If one of us falls asleep or passes out or dies, the other will take over.
Yeah.
Leading the nightmare train to its station.
Yeah. I am speaking quietly right now as I am in someone else's house.
Yeah. Helping someone else's child.
Yeah, it takes a village. So
it takes a village.
I'm one of the village people.
Which one are you? Y, M, C, or A?
Definitely the M.
Oh, wow. That's like super obvious.
No, well, I'm
you'd think I'm the C,
creative.
But I'm the Y.
Oh.
Yeah.
The Y. Why have I done this to myself?
Why am I here, Lord?
I mean, why have I started a podcast and I can barely keep up with life as it is?
It's, you know what? It's cathartic.
It is. This is, yeah, it's been an interesting journey so far.
Yeah.
So our last season, the summer of 2023, the finale was the 90th episode.
Is that right?
90th episode of Death is Everything. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. And so we will hit 100 soon and we'll start planning that next week.
Yeah. We'll figure it out.
Hopefully.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah. One of these days. Yeah. So summer was interesting. We've had a lot of interesting seasons since we started breaking into seasons. I think for me, that has worked really well because the pressure's only on for like 2 months.
Sure.
At a time.
Pressurize. Yeah. Pressurize. Yeah.
So, since the summer, is there anything new with you? It's now technically fall. This episode is being released on the 22nd.
I mean,
it's the equinox.
You know, I don't know. What's new? Life. I'm dealing with an experience of potential future loss.
Oh, it's yeah.
Maybe. My girlfriend's cat is going through some hard things, and
you know
it's tough. It's really, really tough, and I don't want to like go into it right now, but
we don't have to.
But it's been a tough journey, especially because once you kind of adopt people's pets, you spend enough time around them, you start to love them as your own,
and you don't want to see them hurting.
No, you don't want to see them hurt. You don't want to see your loved ones hurt.
Yes.
You just don't want to lose people or you know,
animal family members.
Yeah, and it's taken over my mind, body, and soul. Like genuinely.
I mean, you've always been a sensitive soul. And
maybe too sensitive. I might need to work on that. Toughen up, be more of a, you know, football.
I think you've killed more snails than me. I think about this often, but
I might have, but really by accident. You should see me when I'm getting up for work.
Ladies, so bad.
That was one time. It was one snail. I put a snail in a lady's Pepsi can in the early. Oh fuck! Was that? That was the 80s.
Late 80s.
It was late 80s. Look, that was one time, and I have guilt for that.
One more than I
now. The worst part is now, if I have to get up early or come home late, there is a quick path through like all these like stepping stones.
Oh yeah.
Which it is, and honestly, I can tell their seasons. Like I'll walk through it, and there's like tiny little baby snails with like giant snails. So they're like with their grandpas or whatever. It's so cute. And I'm like, fuck, I can't walk through this area.
I know we talked about the longevity of snails and it was like 15 years, but I don't think that's all snails.
Is that? I don't remember the 15 year thing.
Yeah.
Maybe because I didn't want to know.
It was such a long time. Yeah. That's why, you know, I was shocked.
I think I always pictured that like when snails, like almost like with crabs, they would like get a new shell when they would get older, but no, their shell grows with them.
Yeah, it's like part of them.
Yeah. And so that's what blew my mind, because you look at this path and there's these literally like a quarter of an inch long little snail and then sitting right next to a giant snail, and you're like, fuck, this is a family moment. Like they're together.
I saw a snail on the side of a building at my job the other day, and I thought of you.
Did you think, God, all I want to do is crush that?
No, I didn't. No, I just thought, well, there's a snail right there.
That's a snail. And
I thought, oh, that one's smart because it's on the side of a building and it's not going to get stepped on.
Yeah.
It's avoiding getting stepped on.
Although I think that in its own way, here's another hypothesis. Mm-hmm. I have found multiple snails on my, like, what do you call them? Sliding glass doors, mm-hmm. or on the fence line, up on the fence or on the door. Mm-hmm. And it's like they slithered up there to
maybe
die.
They're like looking for a vertical. Oh, to die.
Right. Because they can't. So in certain temperature, especially hot temperature, they can't survive. So they have to get where they will survive before the sun really blares down.
That's right.
And so they either were like, that's it, Carl. I'm done with it. And he's going up the wall and Carl's like, don't do it. Come back down. I couldn't think of another name.
Chronicles of Riddick.
Funny. That's actually what I was thinking of when I said don't do it. Come back. We'll get back to the bush before the sun comes up. And he's like, no, yeah. I can't do it anymore. I just need to be free of all this pain. And when you go to take them off, like they crusted, but they suction cupped as they did it.
Yeah.
It's, which is probably just how
they're sort of slimy. Yeah. I think that's their thing.
It's kind of their thing.
Suction is like totally their thing.
It's kind of their thing.
I think we're going to have to do an episode, like maybe a 7-minute all about snails.
Yeah, let's do
it. And their lives and deaths. And
Their lifespan, what their lifespan is.
What their decomposition is like.
See, this is what I've always viewed.
I'm so curious.
Death is everything
now.
Is about, which is like life is death, you know? Anyway, yes, perfect.
That's a little far down what I originally intended. But
true.
We'll go there.
But a life of a snail is a death of a snail.
Well, this is a podcast and we do have to have things to talk about.
Yeah, that's just science. That's just science.
Yeah. Well, I started a new job over the summer, one which I can't really discuss.
Yeah, right.
Unfortunately. All I think I can really say is that I'm learning a lot, and it is
in this realm, death related. In the realm that we've
And I love it. I'm surprised and happy.
Without kind of focusing too much on certain or specifics, mm-hmm. is there anything, have you had any like mental shifts around death because of it?
I think so. Mental shifts. I definitely, I'm just trying to not get too specific, but I think it deepens my compassion for people everywhere, not just at my job.
Yeah.
Because I get to see people. Not get to, but I do. I mean, yeah, I guess it is like sort of a privilege to see people who have suffered a loss and the various ways they behave around it.
Mm.
Some people are silly and joking. Some people are in complete shock. Yeah. And some people have like a quiet reverence, you know, it's very interesting. I'm seeing how people are processing death and And then when I go out into the world, when I go to the grocery store or anywhere, you know, I'm at the charging station for my car. I think we're all processing some kind of grief at many given moments in our lives. And death isn't a simple grief. You know, there are so many things we grieve. You know, we grieve the loss of jobs, of friends, of places we've lived, of people we've loved, in relationships. And death is like this very final ending. You know, if someone, if a friend moves away, you can still contact, you know that there is still an existence. And so I see people coping with loss and it everything builds for me. I feel like I have always sort of had like this awareness of my mortality and an awareness of the mortality of others in my life, but it fades, like it comes and goes.
Sure. Because
sometimes you're just like, oh, I'm sick of your shit, you know?
Yeah.
With some people. And then other times I'm just like, wow, I appreciate this moment so much. Like, just existence, just being in the now.
Yeah. I'm glad to know that, like, it hasn't, you know, for some people, it's like you have to experience it before you know. And that's true for every, but in your case, it's like you're experiencing it and it's still true, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm so glad, because we've talked about it, but of all people I know, like, it should be you. You are so good you know, it used to be customer service, but now it's like at just consoling the pained.
Yeah.
You know, you are so good at that.
This is the service that I think it feels right.
Yeah. And you're, how beautiful it is to be able to do something where you know you're doing good.
Yeah.
You know, like directly.
Yeah.
That one interaction with a pallbearer or someone paying, like, that's doing good.
Yeah.
And that's,
I'm happy. I never thought I'd do it. I was a very steady-handed makeup artist, and I always thought I should have been a surgeon. But it turns out I was never meant to save lives.
you were meant to console.
Console the living, I suppose.
Yeah.
If I've done that for anyone at all, it makes me feel good.
Yeah.
It's very fulfilling to me.
I hope that I can find my place in that story, because just seeing it play out with you, it's like, fuck, it's so obvious now. You know, but
the customer service I should have always been doing.
Yes, exactly.
I really do care. Yeah. And you know, people in grief can also be very infuriating.
I'm sure.
You know, people in general, you work with the public. It takes all kinds of people to make this world a world. And
Well, and some of the people who leave those funerals then come to my work and treat people like shit. Not because they're terrible people, but just because they're in grief and they're not reacting well to the world around them.
Yeah.
And that's the one thing I have is just really trying to remember, like, look, this, whoever I'm interacting with, they've got their own shit. And it's not me. You're not being a dick to me. Maybe, but it's unlikely. You don't know me.
Terrible people. And sometimes those terrible people are going through grief and they're even worse.
That's what I'm getting at. Like, most terrible people have their own shit, you know?
Yeah. They have reasons for being that way.
They do. Not that it's, you don't have a right to treat people poorly, but.
So it's been an interesting summer. Things are developing and changing in life as always. And I'm just trying to keep living.
Yeah. I'm just letting it happen, but you know, maybe one day I'll try.
So I don't have a super extensive program for us today. I thought we might talk a little bit about death terms and things that maybe people don't know about, and what these terms mean.
Death terms as in, like, what do you mean by death terms? Because I don't quite.
By that, like, I mean
different definitions of death.
Different definitions of things relating to death. As an example, green burial. What is it? What does it mean?
Okay. Which I think that's probably how I want to be buried, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess I'll start us off with that, and then we'll go through some of the terms that I have set aside, and we can explore more if they pop up.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, so before
fill my drink before we do this?
Oh, I was just going to say that.
Wonderful.
Okay, so we will take a brief pause. I'm not going to stop the recording. I'm just going to go grab a beer from the fridge. So we will start with green burial, just because that's what's up on my computer right
now. Sure, and what I know the most about, probably.
Yeah. So what do you think a green burial is, Chris?
I mean, clearly it's being buried with red, green? No, that was an old show and I don't know why. That was the first. Dad, that was a shout out to you. It's clearly an environmental burial.
Yes.
Where you're buried in all green clothes.
Okay, no.
I know, it's environmental. Just
environmentally,
you know,
friendly.
No damage. Burial. Yeah.
Yeah, so technically this would be the body of the deceased would not be cremated or embalmed.
Right. It's au naturel. So green burial is au naturel. There's no chemicals. It's like we've talked about, this is how I want to go. It's, you're basically just putting back into the earth what you presumably was put into you, right?
Yes. Put into you. Well.
Well, by nature. I'm not going to embalm it. Okay, got it. Most, at least in recent American history, we embalm the body. We're doing all these things to it to try to like preserve the corpse.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So that the body lasts as long as it possibly can.
And I believe a lot of that ideal, like with the embalming, is to allow for families to view the body and to give them more time to have an open casket service.
Which is reasonable. If
that's what they choose. Yeah.
Just like that one, when you were talking about the, I don't remember what it was called now, the iron caskets.
Mm-hmm.
They would, the trains across the country.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Trying to preserve it from one side to the other. Yeah. I get that. But once you add chemicals, you're now also affecting the world around you forever, potentially.
So green or natural burial is, in all technical terms, the burial of a body of a dead person in the soil in a manner that doesn't slow or inhibit the decomposition. And it allows the body to be naturally absorbed back into the environment. Right now, it's considered an alternative form of burial. Right. However, at one point in history, bodies,
it was the only way,
they were just buried. Yeah. And ideally it would have been as soon as possible.
Yeah.
So the other thing about that is that the bodies are not inside a vault. Okay.
Sure. Yeah. You're not trying to keep it away from the environment. It melds into the environment. Right?
Yes. And for those who do not know, a vault, a burial vault, is essentially, it's a cement box that the coffin fits into. And then there's a cement lid with like a seal.
Almost like a sarcophagus. A modern day sarcophagus.
Very much so. And what this does for many cemeteries is it prevents the ground from dipping.
What do you mean?
So the vault or the cement box that they put the casket into, the ground, if you put a wood casket into the ground will sort of sink and depress down.
Over time, right?
Because a casket dirt is air, settles. Right? It's empty. There's a body and there's air around it. So as that wood deteriorates and breaks and the earth enter and sinks in, the ground above it will also sink.
Well, and also when you throw the dirt over the casket. It's loose dirt.
Yeah.
Right. And then over time, it will compact and that hole fills in from that as well. Right?
Yes. And there are many reasons for the vault. Another reason for the vault is to prevent the seepage of embalming fluid, bodily fluids, from getting into the earth around it. Now, you can see, especially if you live somewhere where there are very old cemeteries, that the ground has sunk. We've seen in England and other countries, and I'm sure there's many places in the United States, when the headstones are falling over.
Literally saw that. Yeah.
And part of that is because the ground is sinking and morphing because of the bodies, the decomposition, and the caskets breaking down.
Gotcha. But I mean, that's not an argument against it. That's just, green is literally just like, hey, I just want to go back to the way things were.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, and there are many now. There's a lot of green burial cemeteries popping up. More and more, it'll become available in the United States. Yeah. And I'm not sure about other countries, but I'm sure they have that as well.
Yeah.
Are you ready for another one?
No.
Oh, is there more you want to talk about relating to green burial?
No.
Pardon me. Just burping. It's the beer. Okay. Well, I'm moving on whether you like it or not.
Well, good. Good. That's my point. Don't ask me if I'm ready. I'm not. I'm never ready for change. Just do it.
Okay. Okay. So we're changing without you being ready.
Wait.
Our next term is interment.
Internment. Intern.
Interment.
Interment.
Interment. Yes.
Okay.
Interment is the ritual of placing a corpse in a grave.
That's the actual act of putting the body in the.
Yes. So when you go to bury the body, when you place the casket into the vault and cover it, that is interment. You are interring.
Is it the cover? So you know, I've been to a couple of these. Is it the moment? We talked about it earlier. So there's the pallbearers. They're carrying the casket, mm-hmm. right? That's moving towards it. Then there's the placing right where they're going to go. And usually it's on those like kind of straps sitting above. Then there's a little bit of a ceremony. And then it's lowered.
Yes.
And then after that, once it's lowered, then it's like the dirt kind of thrown over. Mm-hmm. Which piece of that does that fall under? Is it the lowering or is it the dirt covering it?
It's the whole ritual of burial. So
okay, I got too specific. Yeah. Too fucking micro.
So it's not like, I suppose the moment of interment is when the casket is lowered into the vault and the lid is closed. Actually, it just depends on how it's done.
Yeah.
But yes, burial is also known as interment. There's another similar term, which is inurnment.
Is that for
placing cremated human remains into an urn and placing that urn in a niche, a crypt, or a grave, or some location in the cemetery?
I'm going to place my ashes in a niche.
Okay.
That's where I want to put mine. Just in a niche. You know, my perfect little niche.
My mother's in a niche.
She's in a niche? Have you been there? We haven't gone.
Oh, no. My God. Oh, okay. Yeah.
I mean, I know where she is, right? I know
We have to go. We was must go see my mother. Mountain View.
Yeah, Mountain View.
Mausoleum. Mm-hmm. Yes. My mother is there if anyone wants to go visit her. she has friends. There's people who stop by and see
look
her.
For the Parisi niche.
Yes. If you can find it and send me an email with a picture, maybe I'll give you a t-shirt.
Oh wow, it's like a death scavenger hunt.
If you go visit my mother and you send me a picture, I'll send you a t-shirt.
Just for record, there's got to be a time limit on it. If someone listens to this 10 years from now,
qualify. As long as I'm alive and I have the podcast and I have the merch, you'll get a shirt. Communicate with me. I'm happy to do it. I'm very friendly. You will
That's
find.
Cute. That's cute. She is very friendly.
Yes. It's
probably the only reason we're friends because I'm less good at this.
Shy. You're sometimes shy, but.
I am sometimes, but yeah. Yeah.
So yes, placing an urn in a niche. A niche.
Inurnment.
Inurnment. Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
A niche is like a shelf in a mausoleum or a columbarium.
A columbarium.
Yes.
That feels like a fake word. A columbarium.
It is real.
A columbarium, meaning it's like a burials in columns, right? Is that
it's very hearing that specifically correctly? A room or a building with niches. Or urns to be stored.
These terms were made by morticians. They were like, we were going to create an entire dictionary of our own words.
Some of it may have been started by various religious groups or churches.
Your loved one will be inurned in the closest niche in the columbarium.
Yes.
To your right.
Yes.
So I love columbarium. So far, columbarium makes me think of like, almost like, I don't know how to say, like I'm imagining Rome, but like, you know what I mean? Like they were the ones who were like, columbariums, this is how we're going to do this. No, I'll stop.
Like stack them up.
Just stack, but it's like beautiful and majestic, yes. A columbarium.
Yes, it is. Yes. Furthermore, urns or caskets can be placed in a lawn crypt, which is a interment space in the cemetery that is pre-constructed or it's a container for a casket or an urn.
A
lawn crypt.
Meaning a crypt specifically in a grassy area. So I hear that.
Yes.
Okay.
In the grass. A crypt is a stone chamber beneath the floor of a church or other building, containing a coffin, sarcophagus, or other religious relics. Originally, crypts were found below the main apse or the semicircle, like the dome of a church.
Mm.
Such as like, there's like different abbeys. If you go into a church, usually there's a big domed area. And that was where a lot of crypts were, although later they moved to different the locations.
Cemeteries and
yes.
Yeah. So Tales from the Crypt, we don't know if it happened under a church or in a...
I think it would have, because if you see the background, it looks underground.
There's some stuff going on there. There's some history.
Yeah. So we got this.
Are there any terms that you have that are there any I can try to guess the definition of that you don't think I will get?
Okay, how about ossuary?
Already, you lost me. Ossuary. So it sounds okay. So it feels like a space for viewing something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's close on that. It feels like it's something of like a mortuary. No, that's it.
Let's get more specific than that.
Yeah. Okay. An ossuary. Nope. That's not the one. I can't guess it. I can't picture
okay,
it.
Okay. This is a tough one. I gave you a really tough one first.
No, that was right. An ossuary is where you can view ostriches. Dead ostriches, though, only.
Okay. Are you ready for the real answer?
Yeah, I was born ready.
Okay. An example of an ossuary would be the catacombs in Paris.
Okay. So it's where you would display the dead, but many of them.
False.
Okay.
Okay. Are you ready for me to tell you?
Well, hold on real quick.
Okay.
The catacombs are actually crypts, right? In fact, they might also be considered niches, if I remember. Kitchens.
Are there niches in there?
Well, because they're shelves, right? They're shelves.
Mm-mm.
Where you would put...
Oh, no, yeah. They didn't have shelves per se. They were stacked.
Weren't all stacked. They were also pockets.
There may be some pockets in there, but I didn't see.
Okay, so an ossuary underground, maybe not it. You're saying stacked, so stacked, maybe that's the key. Stacked bits of human remains where you can go look at them whenever you want.
Okay, so an ossuary is The terms on here, I'm going to read you off the Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Thank you, Wikipedia. Please donate to Wikipedia a couple bucks here and there if you can. An ossuary is a chest, a box, a building, a well, or a site made to serve as the final resting place of human skeletal remains.
Okay. That's so, hold on.
There's
the
more.
Reason. Yeah, perfect.
Good. Okay.
Because I have questions.
They are ossuaries are frequently used when burial space is scarce. As an example, a body may be buried in a grave, and then after a certain number of years, the skeletal remains are moved to an ossuary.
Yes, that was my
so
question.
So if you think about osteology and osteoporosis.
It's bones. Osteopath.
An ossuary is where bones are stored.
Osteoporosis. Yes.
Os in Latin means bone. Yes. So
that's where we throw our bones.
Yes. So the reduced space taken up by an ossuary means that it is possible to store the remains of many more people in a single tomb than in coffins.
Sure.
If you see how many bones are in the catacombs of Paris, you would understand how many coffins would be needed.
Yeah, it'd be impossible.
How much space. Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's one of those weird, like, elements of, like, living in a city.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Like, of course, cemetery plots in a city are so valuable because you're already in valuable land where people want to live.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, but okay, okay, that makes sense. See? Damn it, Chris.
It's valuable real estate.
If only I remembered my Latin.
Right? Time to go back.
Back or just forward? I never learned.
Honestly, we only know how to go forward so far. So.
Yeah. You know what? So far, so good.
Yeah. Okay. Are you ready for another term?
Okay. All right. Am I guessing it? Do I get to guess it?
You can guess.
I'm not going to guess it, am I?
No, probably not. Do you want me to give you the definition and you guess the term?
No. Give me the term because there's no way I'm going to guess a fucking...
Okay,
What was the column?
Columbarium.
I would never guess that term, so...
No, these are tough. Okay, the next term I shall give you is necropolis.
Yeah, that's the city of the dead.
Uh-huh.
Well, I mean, that should be enough, but clearly it's some form of, like a mausoleum, I would imagine, where the dead is buried. And
you are super close. That's really good, actually.
Well, necropolis was close.
Ancient Greek word necropolis literally means city of the dead. Yeah.
See, I know ancient Greek.
You were good. A necropolis is a large... A designed cemetery with elaborate tomb monuments.
That sounds very much like what I guess.
Yeah, there are necropolises, or necropoli. These are the plurals of necropolis.
Yeah.
They are all over the place. There's one in Scotland. We have them here. They're cemeteries where they have elaborate tombs. Mm-hmm. So we could see it in Altadena at Mountain View. They have it. I've been to Hollywood Forever. Yeah, you see sometimes little buildings that are elaborate tombs and monuments and statues and things. That's a necropolis.
All right. I'm going to call them all necropolises.
It usually implies to a burial site that's like a distance from the city.
Mm, like a city away from the
city. So I guess like Hollywood Forever wouldn't really count as that because it's very much in the city. But usually these sites are at a distance from the city instead of being inside.
Mm.
Yeah, they're different from grave fields. A grave field is like a prehistoric cemetery. Like from the Bronze Age or the Iron Age.
And we call it that. I mean, a grave field sounds like a cemetery.
That's
however,
because there's no markers in a grave field. But it's just that we know because of archaeology or digging or sonar. I don't know how they discovered this.
Well, and shit, let's be honest, like there could have been markers, but they over, you know, prehistoric, that shit disappeared.
Yes, you and I will take a little road trip down to San Diego one of these days, and we will go to the, there's a little cemetery in downtown San Diego over by the Whaley House where some of the graves are under the road.
Mm.
Yeah. Not technically a grave field, but...
But it's there. They're
an
there.
Area where they're unmarked. Yeah.
I wish they made, like, you know those Geiger counters? For like metals, if they made
that's
that
how they
bone.
Found it. I think it was with sonar. I forget. Sometime in the
sonar
90s,
makes sense.
They discovered all these bodies.
Fuck.
Yeah, there are different necropolises around the world. Egypt has a bunch of them. Persia, like Mycenae, in the Mycenaean area of Greece, and then the Etruscans.
I would imagine, like, in areas where, like, early, what would you call it? Civilization, like dense civilizations.
Yeah.
Right? Like, early.
Romans, would think.
Yeah. Where you got to bury a bunch of people, but you know better than to just bury them in your backyard. Because it does bring, you know, disease and other things, such things. Right?
Yeah. Okay, so this term you already know, catacombs.
Sure, which was the underground caves with bodies buried. You said specifically for this one, what was it? Ossuaries for bones, but I think the catacombs weren't just for bones.
Correct.
It was also for fresh meat.
Well, catacombs don't have to be necessarily for the dead. Catacombs technically are just a man-made subterranean passageway.
Well, that's a trick
used
question.
For religious practice.
That's a trick question. I thought this was all death related.
A chamber used as a burial place is a catacomb, although the word is most commonly associated with the Roman Empire.
Hmm.
Because
so they started it.
Yes, because the first catacombs were in Rome.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I would just want to think of that first guy who's like, look, we've been throwing people in the ground, but like, let's go deeper, make it more intricate and weird.
Well, a lot of it stems from early Christianity. There were apostles buried in the catacombs.
Hmm.
I think part of that was to avoid them being disturbed for one reason or another. It's easier to protect something that has entrances. You know, it's very cool down there. Things like that.
It's very cool down there. It's
very cool.
And you know what?
It's derived from the Latin phrase catacombus.
Catacombus.
Meaning among the tombs.
Catacombus.
Yeah. There's catacombs in Rome we should check out, much more extensive than those ones in Paris.
Really?
Yes. Like, miles and miles.
Well, we got to check this out because, like, Paris is kind of known for their catacombs.
Yes.
Maybe because it's just so fucked up that there's just piles of bones. Maybe in Rome, they were, like, way more reverent.
Yeah, it's more... I would think it'd be, there are like chapels down there.
Yeah.
It's more religious based, I think.
Mm.
There are actually catacombs all over the world. There are some in Austria, the Czech Republic, Bosnia, Egypt. In the UK, they have catacombs in London, which we'll get an opportunity to go there. Finland, France, of course, has catacombs. Greece, Italy, we know. Malta, Peru, the Philippines, Spain, Serbia, Tunisia, Ukraine, and the United States under St. Patrick's Cathedral.
And Samoa.
Not that I'm aware of.
I just said it because it was off the grid. No, you're right. I'm sure they don't. Okay. All right. So we have a lot of options to visit some catacombs.
Okay. And I have two more terms for you.
Dos más termes para mí.
See, inhumation.
Okay, what do you think
inhumation
like,
is?
Yeah, it sounds like interment and in, what was the other one?
Inurnment.
Inurnment. So inhumanment, is that what you said?
Mm-hmm. Inhumation.
Inhumation. Okay, so it's the process of putting a person in a barrel. Aggressively, though.
You're very close.
You gotta do it aggressively.
You're onto it. You're onto it. This is the action of burying human remains specifically.
Well, I thought that was a given. I thought it was going to be more specific, but no, that, yeah.
Yeah.
Got it. Inhumation. Inhumation.
So you have interment, which is just burying a casket. It's burial. Inurnment, which is placing an urn in its final
and inhumation.
Hanging out place. And inhumation, which is burying human remains.
No matter how you do it, that it's always inhumation.
Well, you can inter a pet. You know, right. You can. Yeah. They have cemeteries for.
Yeah.
They have pet cemeteries.
We've heard of those. Yes. Stephen King knows all about them.
Absolutely. And they're not all being haunted by the remains of the pet.
Do we know that to be true?
I don't know. They might all be haunted. I don't know. But yes, inhumation, burying human remains.
Hmm.
Okay, I have one more term for you.
Okay.
This term is sepulcher. Or sepultura.
I think in my head I've always heard it as sepulter.
Uh-huh.
I know this word.
You know the metal band Sepultura?
No, I do.
Okay, well, Dan and Ian, if you're listening. You know.
I'm sorry, Dan and Ian. I do not know that.
You're failing that our band. New friends. Sepultura. Out there. Well,
I
my
think
old
it's,
friends.
So again, I cannot remember what it means, but it I hear it being related to. Bones again, I think. Sepulcher. I feel like it's more like a tower. I'm picturing a tower.
Okay.
And bones. That's all I got. I feel like I've heard it in Dungeons and Dragons.
Sepulcher.
Yeah, I got nothing other than tower and bones. So tell me how wrong I am.
Okay, so. You're not terribly far off. This is another term for burial or interment.
Hmm.
The sepulcher.
But it's not bone specific. It's just.
It's burial in general.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
I guess what I should have just always guessed was burial, and I would have gotten it.
There's a lot of terms for burial and. Different types of burial and burial in different places. And
is there anything like specific to sepulcher that's like?
I couldn't find anything that separates it. Let's see. Borrowed from English, French, has roots in Latin. Sepulcher, sepelire, to bury, sepultus. Yeah.
It's just
synonym for burial.
It feels so familiar from like a game I've played, which makes me think maybe it was a game where I got buried alive.
Interesting.
I don't know that. It's just that's what comes to mind.
Further, a sepulcher with a ch is cut out of rock and it's more of a natural setting.
Hmm. I'd be down for that. Natural again.
Yeah.
Throw my natural body into a random cave hole.
Yeah. Yeah, so there you have some terms. Are there any terms you can think of you'd like me to go further into detail with or explore?
Well, if I knew them, I guess I wouldn't need to ask about them.
Right. Okay, well, let's make a deal over the next few days. If you think of something, you can text me and I'll look it up and we'll talk about it.
Okay, I got one. Is there a term? Oh, well, of course. Okay, there is. Okay. When we know Vikings, they do the ocean burial, where not burial, but
burial
put your
sea.
Body on a burial at sea, but like, you know, with the fire and then the flaming arrow. So that's one, but also just burial, not, I keep saying the word, which you're not burying, but just putting a body in a boat and sending them off. That feels, there must be a term for that.
I am looking.
I am looking.
A Norse funeral. Let's see. Ah, okay. Åsberg ship.
Åsberg, which it has Ås, which sounds like bone.
Yes.
Berg is town. Bone town. Bone township. Bone township.
Yeah. And that information comes courtesy of the History Channel.
Well, and we can trust them, even though I think they were showing alien fucking shit on their station.
Cremation, so I know how much on a funeral pyre.
Yeah, it's called burning a witch at the stake.
Was common. Once cremated, the remains might also be buried, usually in an urn.
Hmm.
So many times you would see them build a funeral pyre. A funeral pyre is a stack of wood that you would place the body on.
Right.
And light it on fire to burn it, to cremate it.
And then they would take the ashes.
They would take the bones
and
put them in an urn. Because the bones don't, I don't know that a wood funeral pyre.
It wouldn't have been strong enough, probably.
So yeah, you'll be left really with bones.
Eat up bones, yeah. Mm-hmm. Which might be where some of the, like the catacombs in France, that might have been how that.
Yeah.
They burn them and then just put the bones in there.
Yeah. An Åsberg ship.
I'm an Åsberg ship. Sorry.
That's... One of those. Yeah. Those are. Åsberg. Yeah. There you go.
A fucking bone city ship.
It's a bone ship.
It's a bone ship.
It's a ship of bones.
I will really try to retain the word ossuary, because that's the one that I feel like I.
That's a good one.
Makes the most sense. Yeah. Yeah. And honestly, it makes sense. If you really don't want to get rid of what they were, right? Like cremation.
Yeah.
But you don't believe in taking up too much space with caskets and all that.
Yeah.
An ossuary. That's kind of cool. And in fact, I have a piece up, a piece of art that now, fuck, it's called Ossuary.
Oh.
And I didn't know what it was.
That's interesting.
Next time you're over.
I need to see it.
Yeah. It's, it's, yeah, fuck. You know?
Well.
Learning.
Well, that concludes our... the information sharing portion of the night.
This concludes.
Please follow me as I proceed to the graveside. No.
Now, who amongst you will be our next victim? Volunteer.
Volunteer.
In our ossuary? our Åsberg ship?
Our Åsberg ship. Join me in the niche.
Join me in the niche. I like that. Hey, why don't you come join me in the niche?
Yeah. So, after.
If I ever had a niche, I would want you to be in it with me.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
My little urn, your urn.
I'll get a keepsake urn.
Keepsake?
A little small urn.
Okay.
Keepsake.
I want my urn to be big enough. I basically want it person-sized, my urn.
Oh, well, that's... You just... Yeah, okay.
Here's what I'm picturing now. Now that I've talked about it.
Now you want
it. Here's what I want. Okay. I'm going to... Well, no, I want the natural burial. However... Sorry, that was a mosquito. If I don't get that, here's the other idea. Besides the pyramid that takes up tons of land and space and man matter.
Yeah, that's the opposite of green.
It is absolutely the opposite, but those are my 2 points that I'm at. Either over the top cult leader or I don't exist, let me disappear into history. Okay. In the middle is I get a mold, which I would hope would be clear or see-through. Mm-hmm. Maybe acrylic, who knows? Of my body, fully, full body acrylic yep. mold. It is clear plastic looking. Mm-hmm. And then I get burned. They burn the fuck out of me. However they do that with, you know, modern technologies. And then they sprinkle the ashes into the mold of me and then seal it entirely. So now I'm a clear glass.
There's just glass not looking. Enough.
No, it won't fill it. It won't fill it.
Well,
but there must be a way to do this. So it stays full of my bits, including smoke, gas, etc. I'm going to think about this. This is it's kind of a cool order. Idea. It's not a tall order. It's just a
what
new idea.
What is happening on top of your refrigerator?
That's Gizmo, who realized that I got rid of some shit, and now he can go up there. That's a problem.
He likes it.
He does.
Well, listen. I'm gonna have to cut us off because I gotta go to bed. I'm way past.
It's time. It's been a lovely time.
We have hit some milestones. Like I said, we hit 90 episodes. We are at 500 followers on Instagram, which I'm excited about, very yeah. appreciative of. And we're gonna keep it going. I don't know. We'll work out the 100th episode, and we're just gonna keep talking about death. Until we get
and
to
then
it.
I'll celebrate once I hit 100 episodes with yes. you.
Okay.
So, you know, there's another milestone. There's yes. so many.
Yes, but you have to count.
All I know is, what was her name? Stefanata? Was that? Stefanetta. That was my first. Stefanetta. That was my first episode, a true episode with you, besides your interview with me. So
yes. Yes, that was our first co-hosting
yeah.
with each other.
So whatever that was.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Stefanetta, that was April of 2022.
Mm-hmm. No. We've been doing this for a year and a half, and we have way more than you started with. Is that what mm-hmm. you're saying?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because of consistency.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yeah, March of 2022.
What episode was that?
Oh.
Doesn't list it. Doesn't say the number.
I have to count, and I'm not going to do it.
Right? No, don't do that.
You'll have to count, like I said.
Well, I think.
And I'm good on that.
Oh, good. I got to do my Duolingo.
Yeah, so we have milestones coming up. Land of the Living, I hope you're ready for this season. I hope you've survived everything. If you're listening to this and you're conscious, yeah, you're probably alive. So enjoy it. Enjoy your life. Till death do us part, I suppose.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Aw.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, for real. Till death yes. do us part.
Yes.
I'll see you next time.
I hope you all live to hear the next episode.
So, thank you for listening to Death is Everything. Please, if you like us, rate, review, and subscribe. You can find us on a few different social media sites. You can find us on Instagram at @D.I.E._cast and on Twitter at @DeathEveryCast. If you're interested in interviewing or being a guest, go ahead and send an email to hello@deathiseverything.com. And check out our website, deathiseverything.com. We have merchandise. We have all the episodes from this podcast and episodes I have been a guest on other podcasts as well. See you later, Land of the Living.